Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith. And with the Lord's help, we will conclude the message I've been sharing these last couple weeks on building the house of the Lord. We are not building a physical tabernacle or temple as ancient Israel, but we are being used of the Spirit of God to bring lively stones into the temple that's not made with hands. The Apostle Paul talked about it. Peter talked about it. We're the hands, the feet, the mouthpiece of Jesus, the body of Christ in the earth. And He is using us regardless of our estimation of our efforts. You know, Paul said, I don't judge myself. The Lord alone is the judge. The important thing is that we walk in humility before Him and before others and be willing to do that which He asks us to do. And He promises that He won't give us more than we can handle. So let's take comfort in that. Let's just hear what Moses had to say. He said, who am I? When God was calling him, like He's calling some of you to do a particular task for the Lord, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh and that I should bring out the children of Israel out of Egypt? And the Lord said, now therefore go. He wasn't interested in his objection. He said, I will be with thy mouth and teach thee what thou shalt say. Exodus 33 and 14 says, this is His promise He gave to Moses, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. That's a word for us today, beloved. And he, Moses, said, if thy presence go not with us, not with me, carry us not up hence. Hear the word of the Lord in verse 14 of chapter 1, the book of Haggai. And the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, the governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Josedech, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people, and they came and did work in the house of the Lord of hosts, their God. Praise God. So, beloved, when we obey the Lord, we not only experience His presence, His comfort and safety, but He enables us to do His will. Before the enabling of God, obviously, there has to be willingness. He does not have robots serving Him. We must surrender our will, give our will into the hand of God. Amen. The people were willing. They were obedient to God's call. The response is met by God's own response of ready encouragement. God Himself instilled the renewed zeal and commitment of the people. Philippians 2, 12 and 13 says, wherefore, my beloved, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure. You see the beauty of that promise? He will put in your heart what it is He wants you to do, and then He'll give you the enabling. He'll give you the provision. He'll give you the anointing, whatever you need to be able to fulfill His good pleasure. So, beloved, what's the word? Build ye the house of the Lord. Yea, build ye my house. I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. And so, what have we been really looking at these last few days? Lukewarmness. It's one of the subtlest, most insidious traps the enemy would lay for the people of God today. Isaiah 47 and 8 says, therefore, hear now this, thou that art given to pleasures, that dwelleth carelessly, that saith in thine heart, I am, and there's none beside me. I shall not sit as a widow, neither shall I know the loss of children. Verse 11 says, therefore shall evil come upon thee. Thou shalt not know from whence it riseth, and mischief shall fall upon thee, and thou shalt not be able to put it off. And desolation shall come upon thee suddenly, which thou shalt not know. Again, just the Lord quicken. Remember the book of Jonah. He was speaking to a heathen nation. And Jonah, when he heard God's message, he wanted to run the other way. But that heathen nation repented in sackcloth and ashes because they heard the word of the Lord. Amos 6 and 1, and again, these messages are to God's people of all time. Woe unto them that are at ease in Zion. Matthew 24 and 12 says, and of course, at this point, Jesus was speaking of the last days when the disciples of Christ would be delivered up to be afflicted. He was talking about his people. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. And as we shared previously, Revelation 3, 14 through 16, it was the church of Laodicea. They were a lukewarm and a self-satisfied church, representing, some scholars would say, the modern church age. And it was the only church in those seven who are addressed to whom no condemnation is given by the Lord. You know, he spoke about the hard work, perseverance, patience, endurance, service, faith of the other churches, but I have somewhat against thee. He had no condemnation to the church of Laodicea. They were content with material wealth. They were unaware of their spiritual poverty. And beloved, if anything we can say about today's age, we're living in a period of indifference. We're not cold in our denial that Jesus is the Christ, but we're not hot in our testimony. We've become rich and increased with goods, and we think we're just fine. What was the Lord's rebuke? Be earnest and repent. So, beloved, there's a call going forth across the land, and that call is the voice of the Spirit of the Lord saying, build ye the house of the Lord. Yea, build ye my house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, saith the Lord. And then a final scripture I'd like to share with you is found in the book of Zechariah, the 4th chapter, verse 6. And he does promise through the prophet there that the glory of the latter house shall exceed that of the former. And what does Zechariah say? He's speaking to God's people. Awake, awake, put on thy strength, O Zion. Put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem. Shake thyself from the dust. Arise, indicating activity, and sit down, O Jerusalem. Sit down, that indicates the seated position, a position of rest, resting in God. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord lifts a standard against him, but we are also called on to do something. We have to loose ourselves. We have to arise from the dust, shake thyself from the dust and arise. Praise God. Father, as we bring this message to a close, Father, you know every heart. You know, Lord, our condition spiritually, naturally, physically, mentally, emotionally, circumstantially. Father, you know every hair on our head. You count them. And so, Father, you are not an unjust God. You know your touch. Jesus is, you know, he walked this human pathway. He's touched by the feeling of our infirmities. And we thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for Jesus who is interceding for us at the right hand of the majesty on high. But Father, we're asking for your empowering, just as the Holy Spirit stirred up the leaders and the people of Israel during the time of Haggai. We ask you to stir us up by your Spirit, that we will be able to do all that you have asked us to do. And Lord, that we won't count whatever we contribute, whatever you'd speak to our hearts, as something insignificant, as something unimportant, because Lord, if it is something you would have us do, we may not understand the ramifications and the significance, but you do. And souls depend on our obedience. We may not understand until we're with you, Lord, what that obedience has produced. But Father, we trust you and we thank you, Lord, as our days are, so shall our strength be, that you will give strength spiritually, physically, emotionally, psychologically to your people right now. And we thank you for building the house of God, Lord, as we obey your voice. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, in the few moments that remain, I'd like to share some comments that a brother in Christ from Burlingame shared. And he writes, "Dear Sister Judith, I just wanted to drop you a note to thank you for all of your hard work for the kingdom. We appreciate all you do in Jesus' name. Being on the front lines is very hard work and can at times feel like a thankless job. Know you are loved by many, and we acknowledge your kindness, love, and prayers for all in his kingdom. In this chaotic world, your letters are a sense of hope, a ray of light in the darkness of this rapidly declining world." Amen and amen. A dear brother writing from Burlingame. Praise God. And so, beloved, as always, I give you an invitation to write and share your needs specifically. I pray for you every day, my UCM partners. The announcer will give our contact information. And if you email, that's fine. I'll confirm receipt. I will pray. But if you would like a letter of ministry, I invite you to share your mailing address, never to be shared. Know that I love you, and I pray and fast for you regularly every day. My UCM partner, not every day. I pray every day. I fast as the Lord leads. And I invite you to continue to support me in prayer. Know that I am believing God for his very best in your life as we join together, working together, co-laborers in the harvest with the Spirit of God. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.